In a few short days, members of Congress must vote to avoid the series of across-the-board spending cuts known as sequestration. But if not, many programs that benefit the neediest families will have their budgets slashed mid-year. One of those programs is the Low Income Heating Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, which in Massachusetts could see a cut by $6.7 million. So some groups, including Action for Boston Community Development, are asking state legislators for help. John Drew is president and CEO of ABCD, and he spoke about the looming threat of the sequester.
It's either it's getting like a time bomb. It's going to blow up on March 1st and every other year after unless somebody does something. So we have to anticipate at this point they may not do something.
ABCD is asking the state legislature to provide supplemental funding to offer families that have already exhausted their federal assistance dollars. Last year, lawmakers voted to provide $21 million. John Drew is hoping for a similar amount this year.
We're hoping the legislators get that $20 million out so we can at least help 50,000 households across the state who heat with oil or propane and who are out. They have no benefits.
Tammy Biagini, LIHEAP director at the Berkshire Community Action Council, says that low-income families in the westernmost communities of the state are also in dire straits. Biagini said that the Citizen Energy Oil Heat Program, which provides needy families with 100 gallons of free heating oil after they used up their federal assistance, was recently opened and quickly exhausted.
Citizen Energy had just opened up. We were capped at 115 within a week. We've exhausted Citizen Energy. Those are the folks that already exhausted their benefits.
State Senator Benjamin Downing of Pittsfield said he believes that state lawmakers can step in to release supplemental funding to those who cannot heat their homes, but will likely wait until the picture in Washington becomes more clear.
We will most likely wait to see and hold out hope against hope. Washington, D.C. can get their act together.
Downing added that he hopes the state can match the $21 million in supplemental funding approved last year, but some of the state's current fiscal dilemmas, including costs related to a scandal involving testing at a state drug lab, may present challenges. Downing said that legislators may have to take steps in future budgets as well to fill the gap in home heating assistance in the presence of future cuts to the LIHEAP program. In Congress, Massachusetts Representatives Ed Markey and Jim McGovern, as well as Vermont Congressman Peter Welch, recently announced that they are pushing fellow lawmakers to exempt LIHEAP from the sequester. If not, LIHEAP stands to take $177 million in benefit cuts. The program has already been cut $1.6 billion nationally since 2010. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.